collateral attacks, appeals, and habeas corpus in criminal court. Collateral attacks, appeals, and habeas corpus are all legal remedies available to individuals convicted of crimes, but they serve different purposes and have different requirements. Collateral attacks, purpose: to challenge the validity of a prior judgment without directly appealing it. Timing: typically used after the direct appeal period has expired. Grounds: common grounds for a collateral attack include lack of jurisdiction, violation of due process, fraud, newly discovered evidence. Examples: motions to vacate judgment, actions to quiet title. Appeals: purpose, to review a lower court's decision for errors of law or fact. Timing: must be filed within a specific time frame after the judgment. Grounds: common grounds for an appeal include incorrect application of the law, insufficient evidence, procedural errors. Habeas corpus, purpose, to challenge the legality of a person's imprisonment. Timing: can be filed at any time, even after the direct appeal period has expired. Grounds: common grounds for a habeas corpus petition include lack of jurisdiction, violation of due process, illegal sentence, newly discovered evidence. Key differences. Purpose: collateral attacks challenge the validity of the judgment, appeals challenge the correctness of the decision, and habeas corpus challenges the legality of the imprisonment. Timing: collateral attacks and habeas corpus can be filed after the appeal period, while appeals must be filed within a specific time. Grounds: collateral attacks and habeas corpus can be based on a variety of grounds, while appeals are typically based on legal errors or insufficient evidence. Note: the specific rules governing collateral attacks, appeals, and habeas corpus can vary depending on the jurisdiction and the nature of the case. It's essential to consult with an attorney to understand the applicable laws and procedures.